Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, game time officially has been set Thursday night for 7:06. Cream Crimson as Tom Allen wraps up his first spring as head coach of the Gridiron Hoosiers. An added touch to all that is going on as early as 4:45 with the Youth Football Clinic on Thursday. ESPN's numero uno analyst John Gruden, who grew up right here in Bloomington, will be on board, adding an extra pair of eyes and ears as things unfold. And as Coach Tom was telling me,
you know, it's just obviously when we coached the board and had a chance to go to the NFL level, had a chance to meet him and get to know him. And so we took our staff down there to meet with him in Tampa several months ago. And so that kind of prompted us to say, hey, you know, and his dad coached here with Coach Corso. And so John was a young boy. He brings his whole family back up. So it's kind of a chance. It's a kind of a great, you know, timing for both, for them to be able to come back up here with his dad and him. And then we're going to involve him as much as we can. So we're going to go in there and do some things with him, with both myself and Coach the Board. But he's obviously a pretty dynamic personality, so he's not bashful. He'll be down there on the field, and we'll get him involved.
Truly really pleased you offensively, first of all.
Well, you know, it's a new system, so the guys have had to learn new terminology and a new coaching staff. But what I've been encouraged with is just the way they picked it up, the leadership of our older guys, both on the line of scrimmage, in the backfield with Richard, and then at the receiver core. You know, we got some experienced guys that have stepped up. And so they've taken to our new staff, and I feel like that they're playing with a lot of confidence.
And we'll have more with Tom Allen tonight from Yogi's on Sports Talk, preceded by Behind the Scenes with AD Fred Glass, who, by the way, has signed a contract, I hear, to be the president of the Crimson team while Anthony Thompson oversees the cream. I'm sure we'll get to more of a job description tonight from Fred. Don't forget Reds Pirates game 2 from PNC Park, pregame at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, less than a month away, the Indiana Cutters in the new, at least for them new, the Mid-South Football Alliance, new season, new coach, Eric Anderson's back, same purpose, one family, the new motto. And as club president Stephanie Smith tells me, the folks behind the scenes, well, the Cutters board has been expanded, and one of the objectives will be new fundraisers to keep the flow of fans coming on game nights when we get rolling.
We are a board-run team instead of an owner-operated team. Ken Sirik is my vice president this year. John Sheehan is back on our board this year. We have some player reps, Javon Ivey and Nick Land. And we're really happy to have Stephen Staub coming back to us. He was an intern last year, and he's going to be our director of interns this year on the board. So we're expanding our board a little bit, and 2017 looks to be a really great year.
From a board standpoint, what's your timeline now?
We want to interact with the community as much as possible, so we're doing as many things as we can to stay in the community and give back to the community. Last year we did really well. We had a really good fundraising year, so we actually get to start out this year in a good position, which I think is the first year we've done that. And that gives us the opportunity then to go out and look for more fundraising events that we can hope to have in the future.
That is president of the Indiana Cutters, Stephanie Smith. Website, by the way, is new, CuttersFootball.net. And the Cutters' first preseason game, May the 6th, over at Brown County High School's Daly Field. Don't forget Sports Talk tonight, mentioning football. Fred Glass behind the scenes. Tom Allen joins us. Reds Pirates game 2 of the series tonight in Pittsburgh, 7 o'clock pregame. I'm Joe Smith.